Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This
is an Intel Studios production.
Do you know what?
What?
I've really been thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we go away and come back,
yeah.
You know, for another season,
yeah,
we really need a kind of musical intro. Or what we do is we do.
One.
Oh yeah, we do. When they put it on,
gets edited in. Yeah.
Edited in.
I guess
we mustn't do it this late. You drunk?
Yeah, I know. I do feel a bit tipsy. Weirdly, it'd be nice to have a drink actually. But yeah.
Why don't we?
I haven't got.
We can have one after.
Yeah.
I mean, not we, you can.
I'll have a little splash afterwards. Yes, there is intro music, but it might be nice to compose our own. I keep saying this because we know how to use GarageBand and that, but...
I definitely think we should do that.
Yeah? Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, we see what we're going to do and then we never get round to it.
We're full of hope, though.
Yes, I mean...
One day we will.
Yeah. And that's all you need, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if hope... I mean, somebody once said it's the hope that kills you. And
this is very negative.
Yes, I know it's not good, is it? It's not a good start. Hello, everybody. You all right? It's Making the Cut once again. It's me, Michael Douglas.
And me, Davina McCall.
And we have got recommendations for you that we feel make the cut. And that's what this is about, a recommendation show. We don't really review stuff because that would involve kind of being negative about things. And generally, we're positive and upbeat.
And also, we just don't want to bring anything to you that you're not going to use. And
yeah.
That we don't really think that you really should have in your life. So
yeah.
If by any chance you send us something and we haven't reviewed it or we haven't recommended it, it's because it didn't make the cut.
You didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Look what you did.
I know. Well, I was so impressed with what you did earlier. I was like, oh my God, that sounded so good.
First of all,
yes.
I might buy a new phone this week. I might.
Yes.
What I hadn't realised is that Apple have brought out an iPhone mini.
I didn't know that.
No, I loved the old iPhone 5. You know, like it was
yes.
quite dinky.
Yes.
It fit in your pocket really easily. Then they got really big phones and everybody went for a big phone that was amazing because the screen was so big. And then you realised you couldn't put it in a pocket. And then I went down.
And so pockets, that's major for a guy because you don't generally use a bag.
No.
And that even if you had a briefcase, you don't want your phone in a case. You need
no.
it on you.
Yes. I've never really found a solution, but my son broke his phone, so I gave him my old 5C phone, which, you know, was the small phone. And every time I see him on it, I think, God, I'm a lucky bugger at that
so
little phone.
Is the new phone that small?
The iPhone 12 is,
yeah.
They do the iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, iPhone 12 Pro Max, which is a great big thing.
Yeah.
And then they brought out an iPhone mini, 12 mini, which has all the great cameras on it and all the rest of it.
It's the same cameras?
Yeah, it's pretty much got the same cameras. Not as the Pro Max. The Pro Max
has something.
No,
the Max is like mega.
But there's very little in it, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's like the old size phone. So I'm thinking I'm going to get
one.
And it's $699, which...
is a lot of money.
But, you know, the other one, the next one up's... like 1039 or something. It's really
do you mean
cheap.
1,000?
Yeah, I just thought, you
I
know.
You.
It's what the Americans
I know,
do.
It's
the
amazing.
Americans go 1,000, don't they?
Yeah, crazy Americans.
But I've realised I have looked after this iPhone 11 Pro.
Oh, hello. I know where you're going.
£500, they'll give me back on this, Apple.
Oh, I thought you were going to take it to Kex.
No, I was going to take it to Kex. They give me like 465 there, but Apple will give me 500 for it. New phone, 199. Boom.
Oosh.
And I'll just do a swim swap.
A swim swap.
I wasn't recommending that, by the way, because I haven't got it, so I don't know. But I'm just letting you know that that's what I'm going to do. And then I'll let you know whether it's any good or not. But I'm so excited about having a small phone.
And
my next dream
is to
find a small, compact wallet.
Yeah, like, but you say you want a small, compact wallet.
I do say that.
Your wallet is like bursting at the seams. You need a big wallet to fit all those cards
wallet.
In.
I hate anything in my pockets.
You need to get rid of some of those cards then, Michael Douglas.
I want and my credit cards in my arms, like in my skin, under my skin, like chips.
What happened to the Apple Watch?
Yes, I do use that from time to time. I just forget sometimes to put it on. This was a precursor to a possible recommendation.
Yes, I mean, wallet. Wallet.
But yeah, if anyone's got any good ideas for wallets, Well, if I put something in my back pocket, my front pocket.
You want a nice battered leather wallet, don't you?
Yeah. So Apple do something called the MagSafe wallet that clips onto the back of the phone. And you, just
you know what my phone's got?
Yeah, you've got the MagSafe thing.
I've got the MagSafe.
Well, you can have a wallet that fits onto the back of that and it fits
but then,
your credit
you know, what's the
it?
Point in getting a tiny phone when you've got a blooming great big wallet
I
on the back
know.
Of it?
I don't know the solution to these things, but that's a
do
quest.
You need help.
I need some form of help,
you
yes.
You need help to declutter.
Yeah, declutter.
You declutter your head. I want to say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I think our listeners deserve to know how lovely you've been this weekend. Aww. I've had quite a traumatic weekend.
Yes.
I don't massively want to talk about what it was for fear of reigniting
the
touch paper that went on to become some crazy social media storm. But I really struggled this weekend and I was feeling very down and weepy. And
you were very badly bullied.
I was.
Yes, it was.
And misinterpreted.
Yeah, I believe so.
Anyway,
yes.
You, rather than getting sort of just angry at it all and the injustice, which wouldn't really have helped because it would have, in a weird way, made me feel worse because I'd have made you angry.
Yeah.
You just went super calm and super kind of, we talked and sometimes you left me alone.
Yeah.
And you cooked. Mother's Day, you're amazing.
Wow, you know, it was Mother's Day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
treat the
like,
rooms.
I've had the best Mother's Day I've ever had in my whole life. And we talked a lot.
Yes.
And you really, really, and when we weren't talking, you were thinking about it and ways that you could help support me through it. And I just want to say thank you. It meant a lot. And because of that, I've got to this point now, having been very, very down, I feel like I'm out the other side and I feel much better.
Well, good.
But that really is largely that. Because of you.
Yeah.
And your support.
Oh, well, I'm very, very pleased about that.
I'm huge,
and you're very
well,
welcome.
I really mean it.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, you're very, very welcome. Okay. I tell you what really helped an enormous amount, and I have prattled on about this for the last 3 weeks now, but those Adam Curtis documentaries that are on the BBC iPlayer are so good and so thought-provoking and get you to understand human behaviour or get you to think about human behaviour. But one of the things that it did talk about in there, which is there's lots of psychoanalysts that came around in the 60s and 70s that believed that human beings were largely irrational. They weren't rational beings. They were, at their very core, rational. And they rationalised themselves by telling themselves stories. And every so often, something happens where there's this wave of irrational behaviour that takes over. And I've experienced it because I went into the middle of a social media storm, you know, last year with millions of hairdressers trying to literally ruin my entire career, my entire reputation.
They went and talked to your kids online. I mean,
yes,
really
they
bad.
Messaged horrible things to my kids. They made complaints to Ofcom, to all my clients, ITV, BBC, tried to get me removed.
That was because you were helping people sort out their
it's
hair
their
at
all,
home.
Their old hair at home, yeah. So I have been in the centre of a really irrational debate as well, and it's unbelievably difficult to unstick yourself from that. But I'm glad that everybody's feeling better. And
I'm feeling much better.
Yeah, but it's...
Thank you, Dr. Douglas.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God, that sounds so good.
Dr. Douglas.
Will you would get a white coat?
I'd love that. Yeah, and a stethoscope.
McDreamy.
Let me just take me... let me just take your...
Oh, no, stop.
Okay.
Okay.
Just come over here. I need to take your temperature. I'm just popping this in under your armpit. Yes, good. Well, yeah, it's been a bumpy ride, but
we got here.
Yes, and it's Sunday night, by the way, here for us. And we've got some nice recommendations for you. The first one, shall we just get on with Gravity first of all?
So where's home? Back to Stone.
Lake Zurich, Illinois.
Is there somebody down there looking up, thinking about you?
I had a daughter. A little girl with brown hair. Tell her that I'm not quitting.
Oh, my God. Well, can I just say that the other night, Michael said to me, have you seen Gravity? And I said, no. And he did the kind of, oh my goodness, you must see it, it's amazing. And I had bypassed Gravity when it came out because I thought, woman, I love Sandra Bullock, by the way, but this all came from The Proposal.
Yes, yeah.
A woman on her own in space, you know, on her own effectively for the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Boring. I don't want to see it. But then you said, look, it's got, I don't know how many Oscar nominations.
Yeah, seven. It won massive. Seven Oscars, yeah.
It won seven Oscars.
I think so, yes.
And basically, watch it. And I said, yeah, but it's not going to be like horrifically tense. And you went, no, it's fine. Just keep watching. Because you knew I'd just go, I can't watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
I believe
it was the most tense thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But one of the greatest movies.
I mean,
go figure. And if you saw it a while back, go watch it again. Because Michael's got some interesting facts about it.
It won seven Oscars.
Seven?
Yeah, it did, in total. What was great about it is, first of all, my kids loved it. We watched it when it came out in 2013. So they were young back then. So what's that, 7 years ago? So
yeah,
when
they
were
really
10 and 8, something like that.
Yeah.
And they got it totally. They were sucked into it. The drama, the suspense, the idea of you were being out in space and lost and all that meant metaphorically. And then, of course, the idea that she came, she overcame, you know, everything.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I really need to pause movies when we watch them more often with you because you see much more metaphorical meaning in everything. You and Mathilde,
yes.
who was the teenager that was locked down with us, who was my daughter's friend, Tilly's friend, you both see metaphors everywhere. I'm such a basic bitch, that's what they call it. Like, I just see a film for what it is, and that's enough. But you just saying there that the metaphor, you know, being lost.
Because of her story. Yeah, her story. Okay, I won't ruin it for anyone who's not seen it. But yes, there's a story behind the girl. And what she's trapped in, what you're looking at, is her trapped inside her own self.
Yeah, you see, I didn't see that at all.
Yet.
I just saw her. She was in a space catastrophe.
It's an hour and a half,
this film.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but it's an hour and a half for a specific reason. Do you know what that reason is? It was related to the film. Every 90 minutes, the debris comes back.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. So they wanted to try and replicate this idea that you were in this cycle, which is the similar cycle to the debris. So it's not shot in real time or anything like that. But it's quite good, that, isn't it?
That's so good.
7.7 on IMDb and an hour and a half is pretty much the magic
number
for all movies. But it warrants an 8.5, I think, this film, easily.
Have you rated it?
I haven't rated
it.
No. Yes, I bloody will.
Because, you know, that's how they get the high ratings.
Sandra Bullock, George Clooney.
So good.
Mission Control was Ed Harris. I knew I recognised the voice, yeah. And that's about it. There's barely anybody else, isn't it?
No.
I mean, it's so small. It took them 4 years to shoot this film.
Good God.
And when you watch it and you see what it's like, you think, how on earth have you done this? The opening scene is a continuous 12.5-minute take with
that's
no cuts.
That's so crazy.
It's bloody brilliant. And that accident, when it happens at the beginning and then everything starts to rotate, the camera's rotating.
I don't know how they do it.
Bloody hell, it's superb. But one other really interesting fact in it is there's a bit in the film where you can see the cameraman and the sound man in the reflection of a helmet.
No.
In someone's visor.
No.
And the director got them to CGI that in specifically. So to the audience, it looked like they had shot it in space with a cameraman and a sound man floating in space. Because if you see the reflection of them, they're floating. And obviously that wouldn't have been the case. So they're CGI'd into the reflection just to slightly screw with the audience. Isn't that cool?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
I want to go back and find that. Now.
It's a brilliant,
film.
Highly
recommended.
I've seen it maybe 3 times, 4 or 5 years ago, and I've just watched it again, and it blew me away
again. And great for kids.
So, If you've already seen it, go back and watch it again. It's superb. It was 99p to hire on Amazon Prime.
Great.
And it's probably here, there and everywhere as well.
I'd like to talk about something because you were just talking about having a drink. And one of our listeners, Paula Prendergast.
Mm-hmm.
Prendergast.
What a great name.
Such a great name.
Yeah.
And Paula Prendergast, it's like proper alliteration.
Yeah.
She recommended a company called Tapped Cocktails. Now, that is TAPPD Cocktails. And It's a family run. I love family run businesses. So whenever I see the words family run business, I'm like, come on, let's go and give them a nudge. They started this business in 2019 and it's basically a cocktail company. So they make pre-made cocktails.
Mm. In bottles, right?
In bottles. Yeah. And proper bottle tops. Mm-hmm. They're glass, they're recyclable. They're mixed already, so you get like a whole pina colada, a cosmopolitan, espresso martinis. And they also do a local home delivery. So they would do Essex home deliveries, okay. But they do sell to suppliers as well. And I got in contact with them today.
Yeah.
And they said that they'd send you a few cocktails to try.
Yes.
And that they were going to send... and me, when they come out, they're mocktails.
Oh, great.
They're thinking of making mocktails. So tapped cocktails, I think
they
seem really fun. They kind of come in like you can get kind of loads of them and maybe put them in an ice bucket or whatever. Anyway, good fun.
So thank you, Paula. On Finstagram. They're also vegan and gluten-free, it says here, which is pretty brilliant. I do love a cocktail.
Yes.
At the beginning of a night, what's my favourite? A lychee martini.
Do you know, I didn't know that about you.
Oh, did you not?
I
love a lychee martini.
I love lychees.
Do you?
I'd go a lychee mocktini.
Yeah. Well, let's see if they can crack one of them
basically,
out.
Basically, I don't want it to taste like an alcohol. I just want lychees.
Yeah. You just want lychee juice.
Give me some
lychee juice.
Yes,
okay, do that. Lots of people don't like lychees because of the texture.
I love the texture.
It's a weird texture, isn't it? But I love it too. Thank you, Paula Prendergast.
Yep.
Great name.
Yep.
We're very, very grateful.
Did you see with my answer, I said, holy shitballs, this is amazing. Yes. Party in a bucket.
Party in a bucket, yeah. Now, there is somebody's message I wanted to read out, but it's vanished. Can't really find it. But she did say, I can't believe you talked about the proposal without mentioning Betty White, which was gammy in it. And she'd been around for years and years and years, and she is brilliant in it. But I've just IMDb'd her and have a look. Her career must have gone back absolutely years. So she was one of the Golden Girls, of course. But from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which I don't remember.
I know the Mary Tyler Moore Show, yeah.
The 1970s, yeah. But you're absolutely right. It was slightly criminal for us not to mention her because she was brilliant
in
it.
She really was funny.
A fantastic career.
The outtakes as well from the proposal are brilliant, but she is very funny in the outtakes.
She's great, isn't she? Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this business called Happy Bottles. Now, my mum, Gabby...
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, today it is Sunday, so it is, in fact, officially Mother's Day. And my mum, Gabby, told me about these bottles, and I think they are very clever. So they're called Happy Bottles, H-A-P-I. They are sort of thermal bottles, so they can be hot or cold. Mm-hmm. They can keep your drink hot for 12 hours.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They can keep your drink cold for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They come in really nice colours.
Yeah, the yellow one you've got is very, very
really
nice.
Really nice, isn't it? Mm. And you can get them in 400ml or you can get a smaller one in 350ml, which I know doesn't sound like much smaller, but is actually much of a handy size to fit in a cup. The brilliant thing about the Happy Bottle is the way that it open and closes and you can lock it. So for my dad, my mum bought it for my dad, who has Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're out on a walk, she likes him to drink from he needs to have a drink.
Yes.
But most of the bottles just have a bottle top.
Yep.
And he spills it.
Yeah.
But this Happy Bottle, the way that the lid shuts... It's got a lip.
It's got like a spout.
Like a cup.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it, but it's really clever. If you're on the Entel app, you can go and have a look at the Happy Bottle and see how the spout works. But basically, when you put the lid on, the spout disappears and then the lid clicks on. So you undo the metal release mechanism and the lid comes off and the lid is attached to the bottle.
Okay. Yes.
So you can't lose the lid.
Yeah.
Then the lid clicks down, it clicks into the metal thing. Mm-hmm. If you've got kids, there is also a lock.
Okay. So you put it in their school lunchbox or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
And that is also good for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't accidentally open it and get water everywhere. So they were £16 for the 400ml and £15 for the 350ml.
Okay.
Which I think is quite reasonable because they last forever.
Yeah. Okay, you know,
they're just, useful.
And where do you get them from?
They have a website. Okay. And I'm quite recommending that people just go straight to their website. But yeah. I'm pretty sure you can get them on Amazon.
And things like that, yeah. Now, one of the things that I pride myself on is my posture.
Okay? Yes.
Now, there's two or three reasons for that. One, I'm quite small.
Yes.
So I have to stand up straight, really, to make the most of every centimetre I have in my body. So I do make a conscious effort to kind of stand tall, I guess, with my shoulders back, ideally. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that I really love clothes and I want clothes to look
good
on me, and it requires a certain frame, right? So I always try and keep my shoulders back and keep my chest out and my stomach
in. And you're slim, I think. That's why things look nice on you.
Yes. Like, well, I guess that's the other thing is that if I start to slouch, then my belly comes out and my love handles start wobbling
around.
Well,
standing up straight is good for your core, isn't it?
It's very good. It's like never-ending exercise. And, of course, I'm on my feet all day from being a hairdresser and have been since I was 15. I'm now 48. Next month.
Oh, you don't look it.
Really?
No, well, not at all.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah. There was a pause before you said that. Yeah, it was too long, but anyway, you're absolutely right. It's quite interesting, that, isn't it? The guessing your age thing. I always hate
ask anyone to do that, ever.
You know, remember that joke about the guy in the butcher's?
No.
And he goes into the butcher's and he says, "Can I have some sausages?" And the guy says, "Yeah, sure." He says, "Wow, you look good." He says, "How old are you?" And the guy says, "Oh, people never guess my age." He said, "Have a guess how old I am." And the butcher says, "What, 55 or something like that." And he says, "No, I'm 78. No one ever guesses. No one ever gets it right. But 78, everybody guesses about 50. Anyway, he's sat at the bus stop waiting to go home. And there's this old lady at the bus stop. And he says to her, he says, "Hey, how are you? Are you all right?" And she goes, yeah. She says, "I'm 70 today." And she says, "And I'm going home to the old people's home. They're going to throw a massive party for me." And he said, "70, wow." And he said, "Do you know how old I am?" And she goes, "No." And he goes, "Do you want to take a guess?" He said, "People can never guess." And she said, "I bet you I could guess your age." She said, "But I need to do one thing first. Just put my hand down your trousers and have a little fiddle with your bits and pieces." And he goes, "Blimey, all right then." She puts her hand down there, has a little jumble around. She says, "You're 73. And he goes, "Blimey, how did you get that?" And she said, "I was stood behind you in the butcher's."
Oh, my God. He said he was 78, but that's
fine. Oh, really? Have I blown it?
No, but it's fine.
God damn
it's fine.
Yeah, you get the
joke. It was a good joke.
You're welcome to use that joke.
Yeah. That's very funny.
The point being that one of the things I have adopted over the years is insoles in my shoes.
Yes.
Because I've got a dropped arch on both feet, really. And after being on my feet for a long time, especially if I'm wearing like cool trainers, like I wear these Adidas running shoes, which are really
flat soles,
right? And I remember I got quite a bad back about 3 years ago from wearing those in particular, and I couldn't really pinpoint what it was. And then sometimes when I run, I get this absolute sharp burning pain on the arch of my foot. Anyway, my son had something similar with his back, and he went to a chiropractor, and she did this thing where she got him to walk on this jelly mold on the floor, and then on a computer screen came his footprint and exactly where all the weight is on his foot, and he had dropped arches in his foot.
So are you born with dropped arches, or do dropped arches happen?
I think you could develop them. I think some people are born with very flat. My brother has the flattest feet you've ever seen. They're like a couple
of
irons.
What does that mean? Just that all of the bottom of his foot is in touch with the floor?
I mean, people can't see this, but you'd normally, if normal feet were like that, and then flat feet are like that. And, of course, it causes your knees to go in, and then it causes instability in your back. So, anyway, I always buy these insoles. And recently I went onto Amazon and thought, I'm going to buy a job lot. And I just thought, oh, I'll mention these. Because if anyone's suffering with a bad back, or they suffer with something similar with the arch of their foot, or they feel they could have better posture or better shape, the chiropractor sold my son some specifically designed ones that were very expensive, £135.
Oh, okay, wow. Yeah.
But he did say they made a big difference and his bad back disappeared. And I looked at them and analysed them a bit and I thought, well, there's an arch support there and there's a slight lift in the heel and then there's a bit of toe support as well. I went onto Amazon and found these things. Anyway, they're £11.99 a pair. You get them in all sorts of different sizes. They're leather. And then, as you can see there, that's the arch support in
them. But look at that.
Yeah. So you've got a bit of heel cushioning, but that bit there is just does wonders for me. And so you can wear you know, a relatively cheap pair of wellies or, you know, a typical pair of fashion-y trainers or something like that. The kind of that I like wearing, it's like the mob bowling shoe type stuff. And oh my God, the difference it
makes.
That's
interesting, that bit there.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You get like a little push on the underside of your foot. So these are called Lenzen leather sole insoles.
L-E-N-Z-E-N.
Yeah, and they're on Amazon at $11.99 each. All my shoes have these in them, and I absolutely love them. And I know $11.99, you know, it's quite expensive, especially if you've already spent £100 on a pair of shoes or something. But I've never had back problems ever wearing these. And the difference it's made to the way I hold myself, the way I feel kind of slightly taller.
And interestingly, you know, you wore wellies for an hour today and your feet were hurting at the end of the hour.
God,
so I think, like,
I kept thinking I wish I'd put these in. Now, you could argue to say, oh, well, it's because you've started wearing them. You now can't wear anything else. But I don't think that's the case at all with these. I totally, totally love them. So I've got them in these shoes at the moment. And when I put them on, it's like, oh, my God, it's like they were made for me. Now, it may well be that you buy them and you think, well, these ones aren't for me. But they've got some different shapes where they give the heel more support or
the
arch. Or, yeah, you can buy different ones that do slightly different things.
But I need heel support because I walk heel heavy.
Well, they've definitely got heel supports.
Oh,
in,
I might get
here.
Some of those.
But I really like them. So just thinking, if any ladies out there are struggling with their feet and dropped arches, or their husbands, or there's blokes that are listening to this thinking, oh, yeah, I've got a sore back. It fixed an enormous amount of pain or discomfort or an aching in my lower back that I was getting from being on my feet all day.
Yes.
Really good. I'd highly, highly recommend these ones.
Oh, great.
But there's lots of others to choose from as well. So that would be my recommendation.
So I want to bring this to you because you mentioned to me that you love miniatures.
Yes, well, I don't, did we talk about the mini bottom flat? I talked about this in this podcast. Can't quite remember. So the TV show called Bottom that used to be Rick Mayer.
Yes, you did. Yeah. We did talk about this.
And the mini bottom flat, this guy has made a mini model.
I haven't talked about this already, have I?
No, you haven't. But
I don't think I have.
But I think me talking about the mini bottom flat has probably spurred you on maybe to find this.
Yes, maybe it has. But also Sarah, my best friend, is making a doll's house.
Is she?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's unbelievably creative.
Yes, she's very good at doing
and
stuff.
And she's done amazing artwork through layering felt.
Yes.
Like fantastic felt. Mm-hmm. Countryside pictures, which are incredibly time consuming and exhausting, and she doesn't do them really that much anymore, but I wish she did because they were amazing. But she got into dolls houses, and I think that somebody told me about Dolls House Mania on our Instagram page.
Okay.
Anyway, I looked it up. Dolls House Mania is dollshousemania.co.uk, and it has everything that you need if you want to start building
a dolls house.
Now, immediately, I want one. So you can get kits, like actual kits, so you can piece together your house. You've got all sorts of houses, you know, Victorian, Edwardian, Georgian, modern. And then you have everything that you could possibly ever need to kit out your house. Now, what I really like about this idea of building a dolls house is that you can interior decorate your doll's house.
Yes.
You know, with anything that you want. There's stick-on carpet.
Well, I saw the stick-on carpet and the stick-on stair runner.
And you've got, like, tools and DIY specifically for... you've got jeweler's screwdriver set, which is all...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
like tiny weeny stuff. You've got a hot glue gun. I mean, all of this stuff is gorgeous.
Yes.
Hot glue stick. You've got a helping hands magnifying glass.
Mm.
I mean, even without the doll's house, you just need that in your life. $7.95. Jeweler's magnifying glass set. I mean, this is proper. It feels kind of Pinocchio.
Soldering.
Yes, soldering.
Ooh, I love soldering.
Soldering iron. Mm. I mean, that's just in the kit. So then what you can do is you can shop by room, shop by brand. You've got all the accessories that you need, the internal decoration.
Mm-hmm.
You've got figures. I mean, it's too much to handle. And the story behind them is really cute. So they are three people. I think they're family. I think it's a couple and their daughter. And it's Chris, this woman, developed a passion for dolls' houses coming up to retirement age. And then in 2004, she got really involved and she decided to start a business. And Bob and Louise joined her later, making it a family business. So I'm not quite sure who's married mm-hmm. to who and which one's the daughter, but I think they are mother, father, daughter, son.
Okay.
Which I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mother, father, daughter, not son.
Okay.
But anyway, if you fancy it or you've got, I don't know, a relative that's got a kid or
yeah.
it's something, you know, you're always teaching me how to do things with
okay.
Chester.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're very good at that. Are you going to talk about geocaching today?
Yes, so geoguesser, yeah.
Geoguesser.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, geocaching, something different, isn't it? But geoguesser.
Good geocaching, though, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, something to do with a kid or a relative, you know, when we get out of lockdown, it's bonding.
The also thing about a doll's house is it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, what gender you are.
You'd like, enjoy it as well. We'd have
seeing
such
a model house.
Yes.
Like with furniture in it and carpet, and it's just like, bloody hell.
Yeah.
I want to do this, you know. I was obsessed with the Numbskulls when I was a kid.
What were the Numbskulls?
The Numbskulls was a comic strip that was part of the Beezer, which you probably even remember the Beezer.
No, I was Beena.
Yeah, I was always the Beezer because of the Numbskulls. And the Numbskulls were tiny creatures that lived inside your body.
Oh.
So there were people who lived inside your mouth. So when you ate food, the Numbskulls were at the back of your throat, like shoveling it
down. Bacteria.
Yes, but they had arms and legs and smiley faces and they talked
Amazing.
To each other. But there were people in your... But I love the idea of mini people inside somewhere having a whole life all on their own, you know. So I would love this. And the other thing, I don't know if I have mentioned it before, but mini bottom flat, go and have a little look at that. So
yes, you definitely mentioned it before.
He's a model maker, but he's still building it. So it's a never-ending project that... So
it's unbelievable.
He made
brilliant.
The ironing board the other day. He made this little mini ironing board and it's like... Oh, that's too clean. And in the
I
next
think you
room,
showed me it,
he's
but
dirtied
we,
it all.
We should definitely show that on the Entel app.
Yeah, have a little look. Mini bottom flat, and it's based on the house that Richie and Eddie had in the sitcom Bottom. I wanted to talk about knives, like kitchen knives. I wanted to recommend some because I've been trying to buy kitchen knives for ages. I've always bought like cheap, crappy sets from Argos or Sainsbury's or something like that because I just thought, well, I'll just buy a set of knives, you know. And then very quickly...
Not that they're crappy.
Well, not that they're
just
crappy.
I'm just rebalancing, but just...
Okay.
But because there
right.
are shops where you can buy like 200, 300, 400 pound knives.
Yes.
And what we're talking about is run-of-the-mill, buy them at a supermarket.
Yeah, yeah.
You know...
And they go blunt very quickly, or when you try and sharpen them, they crumble or whatever. And that's what I had. Anyway, I thought, God, I really need some better kitchen knives. So I mooched around and had a look. And then I ended up in Wilko's because it's one of the only shops open at the moment, obviously. And I thought, oh, and then there was some T-file knives. And then there was some slightly more expensive one. And then there was the Wilko's basic knives, right? £10 for a big kitchen knife.
I love Wilko's.
£8 for like some kind of carving knife and then some little smaller knives that were around about the £6 mark. And then I thought, oh, and it says it's made of carbon steel, carbon MOV. So I had a quick research on the internet, what's carbon MOV? Carbon's a type of metal that's very brittle and tough, so it stays sharp for quite a long time. The higher the carbon quality, the longer a knife stays sharper for.
Right.
So I thought, well, you know, for £10, how long is it going to stay sharp for? So then next to it was a little sharpener called the world's greatest knife sharpener.
Wow, that's a big promise.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? So what's quite good about it is you put this thing on your kitchen worktop and then you pull down a lever and it's a suction cup to the work surface.
So it sticks put it down, on.
Sucks down. And then you just draw the knife through it three times. It's sharp.
Like seriously?
That's it.
Seriously?
Seriously. I mean, these knives, as you know, because I brought some here.
Yeah, can I just say something?
Yeah.
After, I'm just telling our listeners, after many, many months of coming to my house. Michael had given up on my knives completely. He was like, you know, using his teeth to cut...
carve a chicken.
You know, carve a chicken because...
it's like kind of trying to carve a chicken with a spoon, basically, most of the time.
So I also have benefited from this new discovery, and he bought me and the kids a set of knives and
the sharpener. Yeah. And basically, every time you use the knife, you can run it through the sharpener once. But, I mean, they are so sharp.
They're so good.
And cooking with or prepping food with sharp knives
is a joy.
An absolute pleasure.
Yeah, it's a joy.
I sliced some chorizo tonight that we had.
Sorry, what did you slice?
Chorizo. Is that what it is? Are you going to go chorizo?
No.
Chorizo?
Yes.
Really? That's what you would go?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I would. I say chorizo, but actually I'd probably say... No, I can't.
Come on. You go on. Go on. Come on.
No, I can't do it.
Please.
I don't know what I say anymore. Chorizo.
I say chorizo.
Chorizo.
But that's like a saying Barcelona.
I say chorizo.
Chorizo. So anyway, I sliced some very thinly sliced chorizo tonight.
Chorizo.
And it's just brilliant with a sharp knife.
Chorizo.
I don't know. You know what
chorizo.
I mean, the listener.
Chorizo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow, they're a joy. They're at Wilko's. The most expensive one's £10, £8, and then they go down to £6 for the slightly smaller ones. I bought four, I think, in the end, and the sharpener.
How much was the sharpener?
The sharpener's £8.
Wow.
And then I bought three for here. I bought you a chopper, a carver,
yeah,
and a little shearer.
I'm very, very grateful.
But, God, they're so good. And if you are fumbling around in the kitchen with blunt knives, trying to cut things or... you know, carve things up or carve up a chicken or a bit of pork or something like that. And you just think, God, honestly, you will not find a better knife for the money, I don't believe. They are superb.
Yeah.
Really cheap. And so far, faultless. I couldn't fault them. I've had mine now for about 2 months and they're still as sharp as they were when I got them.
So good.
Because I just passed them through the sharpener just before I chuck them in the dishwasher. Anyway, there you go.
I've got a very, very quick one to talk about.
Uh-huh.
It's just an Instagram account, but they really make me laugh. They're called the Inspired Unemployed. They're Australian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think these guys are amazing. They've literally risen to fame from nowhere during lockdown. They are two tradesmen by trade, a plasterer and a carpenter. One's called Jack Steele. He's 27. The other one's called Matt Ford. He's 26. They're from New South Wales. And... they have got an Instagram account. They got so many followers. They posted their biggest one, I think, was basically they were dressed as cowboys in a field, pelvic thrusting.
Thrusting, yeah.
To Fleetwood Mac. And it got something like 1.6 million views.
Wow.
And they are now up to 987K followers. And they're just a bunch of Aussie blokes being...
having a laugh.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And being silly.
Well, thank God.
And do you know what's happened?
Uh-huh.
They've been on the cover of Aussie GQ, Vogue.
They've handsome, modelled. Though, right?
One of them.
I saw one of them and I thought he's quite handsome.
Yeah, they're both good looking.
You said both. There's three of them.
No, I think there's two of them, but there's loads of them. There's a gang.
Okay.
But there's two guys that started
it. Two main guys. Okay.
They're good looking. They've modelled for Fendi.
Wow.
Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Louis.
Yeah?
Look, what would you say? Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton.
I say Louis Vuitton.
That's good. You're French, though. You're allowed.
And they've modelled for all of that, which I think is hilarious. You know, you're a plasterer and a carpenter. But when you look at their modelling shots, they're really funny.
Yes, I mean...
they're really good. But these guys just make me laugh because they must just be thinking, what is going on?
Anyway,
if you want to laugh,
called?
Go and have a look at the Inspired Unemployed.
Very good. So, L. Hobley sent this thing, which really made me laugh this week. Your fingers have fingertips, but your toes don't have toe tips, yet you can tip toe but not tip finger.
Oh my God, that's really fried my brain.
Mm. And it's Captain Jack Sparrow. Maybe he said that. I've never seen Pirates of the Caribbean. I've never seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
You don't want to?
Not really.
No.
No, it's right up there with Harry the Potter for me.
Please, okay.
So, not to diss anybody who loves Harry Potter, of course. You know, I realise each to their own. But L. Hobley, thanks for sending that. Really made me
really
laugh.
Really funny.
And you are right, L. Hobley. You need to seriously up your emoji game.
Oh, God. Did you? You didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. You've, I responded.
I know. Well, I can tell that's you because of the number of emojis that you've used.
Yeah, I just chuck stuff around.
Oh, I put this in here.
Oh, you did you?
Yes,
the
I
Staffordshire
did.
Oat Cake Company.
It looks amazing. This oat cake mix. I didn't know oat cake is a thing.
So this
what
is from
is oat cake?
Jules R. 51, Stoke. Born yeah. bred. You yeah. went to Stoke this week, didn't
I
you?
Did.
Yeah.
Can I quickly say that the countryside, like around Stoke, because I wasn't physically in Stoke, I was in the surrounding countryside, is quite extraordinary.
Mm.
It was the most beautiful stone buildings. It was unspoilt British countryside. It was extraordinary. I thought it was so beautiful.
Yeah, if you're travelling up north, by the way, if you want to avoid the toll road, one of the best ways to do it is go up the M1 until you hit the A50, and the A50 cross to the M6, and that takes you along all that lovely countryside,
through
Stoke, and then onto the M6.
Can we...
A bit Partridge-esque.
Can we do that?
Yeah, definitely, we can do that. So, you... Julia recommended the Staffordshire Oat Cake Company.
Because what I like about it is it's oat cake mix.
Yes. And then she says, recommend these to try. Very popular in North Staffordshire. I've had them all my life and I'm 51. I fill mine traditionally with melted cheese and bacon.
Sounds amazing.
Pff, it does, doesn't it? Thanks, Julia, for that. We'll try and give that a little whirl. What we got here? Tin snips.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I thought this was amazing. So, you know, when, say you move house.
Yep.
This is really a recommended life hack.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've got some wooden blinds or some metal blinds.
Venetian
blinds that you've got in your windows and you move and the blinds are a bit too long for your windows.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, well, can't use them. You can get kind of like little shearers.
Yeah.
Like, what's it? What
tin
are they
snips.
Called? Tin snips.
Yeah. Metal sheet cutters.
Yes.
They are. Yeah.
So good. You can use them to cut wooden blinds, metal blinds, anything.
They cut mostly through, like,
fingers,
flesh and bone. Yeah. I mean, there are a certain set of tools that I will never let go of.
And have you got these?
I've got some tin snips.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Of
They're brilliant. They get used for all sorts of different things.
I thought that was such a good life
like
hack.
Like a beast pair of scissors. But thanks, Julie Williams, for that. Very kind. A film recommendation, The Beautiful Fantastic.
Oh, yes. Now, I put this in here because it's a BBC iPlayer recommendation. And we love an iPlayer recommendation because the iPlayer is free.
And it's got Andrew Scott in it. He's the priest from...
Stop it!
Ah, yeah.
Oh, my God, I've got to...
He's the priest from Fleabag. Yeah.
I must watch this.
It says, perfect for a lazy Saturday morning or a rainy Sunday. She's painted a very nice picture there.
I've got a bit, like, fussy with my... If it's under 7, I get a bit like, oh...
6.9 is good. And 86 minutes. Well, the rule is, if it's under 7, it's got to be under 2 hours long. And that is perfect.
Okay.
So 6.9 and 86 minutes long. It's called This Beautiful Fantastic. And that's from KP Misc 2012. Very good. Katie Dean. Let's see what she's saying. Have you seen Criminal UK on Netflix? It's brilliant. All set in the interrogation room with a fantastic cast. First episode is David Tennant.
I love David Tennant.
David Tennant is everywhere. Now, are you with him on
Comic Relief? On Friday, yeah. So when this podcast comes out, I will be with David Tennant that night. You better watch it.
Yeah.
Actually watch it because...
I'm there. I'm with you at the studio.
Okay, well, you better watch out.
I can't not watch it. I'll be there.
The last time me and David were together, we kissed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, he Doctor Who's rubbish. Only 7 episodes. Each episode's 45 minutes long. 7.6 on IMDb.
Criminal UK, okay.
Set with the interrogation. This is Katie Dean who sent this. This sounds great. Got to be good. Series 1 made in 2019, Series 2 in 2020. There are series set in other countries which are dubbed, but I haven't watched them yet. France, Spain, Germany.
Oh, wow.
Great. Thanks, Katie. That sounds ace. I've seen this. You've seen this film?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Dark Waters. So this
really
is
really good.
Wonder Woman. Has mentioned this as a suggestion for you on Dark Waters. We have actually reviewed this in a previous text. It is brilliant.
It's
and
such
it
a
is
good film.
Shocking. And at the end, you do think, oh, wow, you know, there is something in my body as a result of whatever happened in that.
I love Mark Ruffalo in this film.
Yeah.
He's such a good actor.
It's It's roughly the same film as the one about the Boston paedophiles. What was that called? Spotlight.
Oh, God.
So it's made by the same people. It's got the same cast in it, virtually, and it's a very similar story about justice. But thank you very much. I'd highly recommend that film too. Oh, so this is rather...
Oh, so this is the one that I was talking about.
Rather appropriate, considering what's going on.
I mean, I'm going to caveat this so we don't get screamed down, but...
Yeah. This is Kay Jones. She says, shall I read it? And then, hi both, I love your podcast, but not messaged before. I've listened to your description of SureSafe,
Davina. So last week I talked about a safety sort of alarm that you could wear around your neck. So if you're going, because I walk my dog in the dark.
Yes.
And I don't really like the dark, it gives me the willies. And so I was looking at kind of things that you could have, and SureSafe was an alarm that it would alert people if it went off. But then she came back with an app for your phone called OneScreen.
Okay,
which is free.
Free and pretty much does the same thing as SureSafe. Once switched on, if you're running, walking, even from your bag or pocket, it can detect a panic scream and will notify chosen contacts with your location. That's pretty brilliant, isn't it? It's free, got to be worth having. I'd love to know what you think. Lots of love. And it's personal safety. And it's called
OneScreen. It's called OneScreen.
So go and have a
look. I've downloaded it.
Have you?
Yeah.
God.
But I haven't kind of logged in or put any details in because
or screamed
I'm
into
actually
it,
worried about the idea of screaming, laughing, and everybody getting notified.
Oh, okay, yes.
Because I do that a lot.
Yes. Well, you laugh a lot. Yeah. I mean, you really got to cut back on all that fun that you're always having.
But anyway, if you know,
it's worth a mention.
I think it's also quite worth for kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're worried about your kid being out on their own at night in the dark, or even like, let's face it, in the winter, 3 o'clock, you know, getting off the bus or whatever, coming home, it's just quite useful.
Julie Dawn. Hi, love the podcast and it keeps me going, plodding through the housework on a Saturday. I have bought, watched and tried loads of things you've recommended. I've got a film for you. If you haven't already watched it, The Lie.
I haven't watched it.
1 hour and 37 minutes long, quite dark and twisty.
Dark and twisty.
Yeah, me too. Julie Dawn, thanks very much. We will definitely take a look at that. It sounds right up our street.
So this is what I was telling you about. So Shelley Jameson was telling us about this company called websitesfast.co.uk. Now, when I looked at it before, it didn't have 1,000 followers. So they're obviously getting lots more followers quite quickly. But they were established in December 2020 and they basically spruce up your website. But they work with all budgets, all sizes. They work with big businesses, small businesses. But they just come in and they totally...
Just tart your website.
Tart your website. So about...
Yeah.
Let me just have a quick look. Two brothers, one dream. So the website acts as a platform for your messaging and shapes the online perception of your business in a way that your social media channels can't provide. So many great pages, business portfolios of work that rely solely on social media to exist. We want you to change that and provide you with a quick, efficient and cost-effective way of getting you visible online. Our approach is transparency, simplicity, whilst providing your business with a beautifully designed website in a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time.
Great.
So, I mean, it just feels like a good idea.
Yep.
I still feel like websites are a place for massive opportunity to develop
totally
a business.
Yeah,
they seem to cost a ton of money
they don't
to
need
get something
to.
Good. They just don't need to. No. These guys sound interesting.
I'm building a website at the moment for my business, so I'm going through the whole motions at the moment of finding three people. We've had three pitches come in. One of them is astronomically expensive.
Well, try these guys and see what they come up with.
So it is amazing, but I agree. There's something about the websites that don't feel like they've even close to their full potential yet. That sounds great. Shelley Jameson, thanks very much indeed. Okay, before we wrap up, let's talk about Freetrain.
Yes,
because
I love these.
Yeah, this company got in touch with us a while back called Freetrain, and they said, we'd love to send you a few bits and pieces of our training products. And I was like, yeah, sure, just send it in. I'm just going to see if I can find their...
No, but can I describe it while you're looking?
Yeah, of course.
So Freetrain have sent us a harness, some gloves, a hat, But this harness is the thing that I really found so interesting, because as a runner, in the dark, but even not in the dark, when cars have got their headlights on, you will shine in this bib kind of thing that or harness that you wear. So it fits over your shoulders on top of your sweatshirt or your jacket or whatever. The shoulders are not adjustable, but around the waist is an adjustable band, so it can you can make it bigger or smaller. Then attached to the front of the bib is a pocket that unbuttons, so you can unclip it. It basically, the pocket that unclips on the front of your bib is the pocket that has your phone in it. And when you unclip the pocket and pull it forwards, you have the front of your phone facing you through a clear plastic thing, and you can just touch your phone and then clip it back up again. So rather than trying to get into your zippy pocket that's attached to your belt, you have to twist the belt round. The belt's round at the back of your head.
Yeah.
The back of your back. Mm. You have to bring it round, get the phone out. It's a faff. Often I have to stop running when I do that.
Yeah.
But with this bib, you just unclip the front. Your phone is there. You can accept a call, take a call, make a call, change a track, clip it back up again. It's got a little key zip.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a little pocket. I love little nooks.
Yes.
It's got a little key zip. It's got a key.
It's got a gel pouch.
It's got a gel pouch.
Yeah, for a
I don't do
running
gels.
Gel.
Do you?
I did a triathlon.
I never run
once
far enough.
And I had some gels in me. Oh, God, they make me want to puke, really. But
well, they do the job, don't they, though?
Yes.
They give you a massive boost
of sugar and vitamin C or glucose.
But the other great thing about it, you have to hand wash these in cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are high-vis.
Yes.
They're made out of reflector
material.
They're
really reflective as well,
they are so
super
reflective.
Good. Yeah.
And, you know, this is a business that sent us something to have a look at, but we are massively highly recommending it.
Yeah, I think it's great.
And they've got highly reflective gloves,
yeah,
running gloves, which I really like as
gloves.
Well.
Yeah, especially this time of year, because my hands freeze. But having the reflectiveness of them, I think, is really good. And they also sent us some bobble hats, beanies. But my kids stole them immediately.
Yeah, well,
they went ages ago.
But, you know, that's a good sign, right? The kids stole them. So they're called Free Train. They are Free Train on
Insta
and freetrain.com online on their website. They are, I don't know, I love it when people think out of the box.
Yeah. Yeah, I would highly recommend these as well. I was really pleased when they sent us some stuff. I wasn't expecting it to feel such good quality.
Yeah, it's very good.
But also, I'm a runner that has to have music, and that's why I got an Apple Watch. But if you don't want to be shelling out for an Apple Watch, this is the best thing I've found to carry your phone while you run.
Got to say, their site, their models that they use are just really, really cool looking. Their site just looks really cool, doesn't it?
Photography's
I love the photography,
mm-hmm.
and I love the kind of urban, the urban
car
feel to it.
All that jazz,
really
cool. Yeah,
anyway, they're great. Free Train. I've got one more thing to recommend, and then I'm done.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very quick. It's called We Ride Kangaroo. It's very niche because it's for a child. So this is only going out to the parents out there,
mm-hmm.
but it's a new type of bicycle baby seat, which is instead of putting your kid behind you,
mm-hmm.
Where they're just looking at your back the whole time, which is a bit boring, you actually put your kid in a seat on your bicycle in front of you, and they are sitting in the little seat with their legs on either side of the bar, but they also have a little pad in front of them that they can hold on to.
Yes.
So they're stable, you know, they're not wobbling around.
Mm.
And you can then talk to your kid really easily by leaning over. You can point things out to them. They get the most amazing view of what's going on. But I really saw the sweetest picture ever online. And I'm going to post it on the Entail app now. But a dad posted a picture of him and his child. He'd gone for a bike ride. He had the We Ride Kangaroo on the front of his bike. And instead of his kid putting his arms on the padding in front of him, he actually just rested his head on there and fell asleep.
It looks perfect.
It looks perfect.
Yeah.
And they cost, you can get them at Wiggle. Do you know Wiggle as a website?
Yes, yeah.
So wiggle.co.uk or somewhere like Halfords, you can get it there. And they're sort of between $89.99 and $99.99. So basically
nines?
90 and 100 quid. That's okay. That's how much they cost. But they're really, I mean, you know, if you want to get your kids outside and enjoying the outdoors and cycling and everything, I can't highly recommend
The those. Solution for taking very young people on bikes was all over the shop. But not
all over the shop.
With kids, I just had to get them riding. Yeah. But that looks really good. And just to finish on a really positive note is Charlotte Wenban, who contacted us with this idea of the positive news. Remember you were talking about this?
Yes, I love... So we need this.
Yes. So Charlotte says, "Hi, Davina and Michael. Thank you so much for making your brilliant podcast. I discovered it on Davina's YouTube channel and have been listening on repeat ever since." That's good. Your YouTube channel is promoting this.
This is so good.
People have gone there first.
It's great.
And then come here. So thank you for that. I'm a junior doctor working on COVID wards, and your podcast is exactly what I need to wind down on my way home. Thank you for your endless distraction, and especially for recommending Warburton's tea loaf.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm now obsessed with.
Yeah,
thanks for suggesting things which are like normal people. I thought you meant the TV show Normal People.
But I really like what she says here, because she said thanks for suggesting things that normal people like us can access, because that's because we're normal people.
Yes.
And making lockdown seem exciting again.
Anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to something else making lockdown better, and that is Positive News, which is a website, www.positive.news. Positive News is a bi-monthly digital or paper magazine subscription. They only feature wholesome news, and honestly, it makes the rose tint on my glasses just a bit more pink. Very nicely written there, Charlotte. 30 quid for a year subscription. So makes great gift. Yeah, it's a really good gift. I love buying people a subscription.
Yes,
you brought me a subscription to Classic Car Magazine and I bloody love it.
I'm so pleased.
If you don't fancy paying, there's also a fantastic email newsletter for free. Much love. Thanks, Charlotte. That is brilliant.
And also, Charlotte, thank you for all the work that you've done during lockdown. You're amazing. But Positive News, I have subscribed to Positive News before, and then at the beginning of lockdown, I did a cull of everything. I think I am going to resubscribe.
We could definitely do with some positive news,
because everything is fear-mongering.
Yeah,
everything.
Really, I hope everybody's all right. They're keeping well and safe. And
we love you.
You're enjoying the things we're recommending to you, and that everybody is not, scared to death for all sorts of different reasons. There seems to be a million reasons to be frightened these days. But really, I think everything's going to be all right.
It is going to be all right. It really is.
So, you know, I know these things.
You do.
Yeah. Stay safe, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we will speak to you next week.
See you then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.